This is the West Kent News Report. I'm Alex Hakes. Grosvenor and Hilbert Park is an oasis of calm that is enjoyed by locals and visitors of all ages. Tunbridge Wells First Park benefited from a Heritage and Big Lottery funded revamp in 2015 with a large playground, a new cafe and a modernised function room called The Hub. Tunbridge Wells Borough Council needed a community group to support their Heritage Lottery bid and the Friends of Grosvenor and Hilbert Park was born. Chris Hughes has been a member since the group's inception in 2011. He explains that as well as close links to the council, the group works closely with the parks team, led by a popular local figure.
Tony Cheeseman in particular is absolutely excellent and knows pretty much everybody that comes in the park on a regular basis. His role with the parks team is to look after the day-to-day running of the park. We then look at the things that we can add value to. We also liaise closely with Kent High Wheel Partnership, who manage the local nature reserve.
Conservation is a key part of the group's role. With the Kent High Wheeled Partnership, the coppicing cycle in the nature reserve has been reinstated, a boardwalk has been built for ease of access, and a community orchard and wetland area have been created. These initiatives have led to both Green Flag and Green Heritage Site awards. The diverse habitats created provide a unique opportunity for educational visits, and the Friends run a variety of events from historical talks to heritage open days and the hugely popular moth identification sessions with Dr. Ian Beavis.
We're fortunate as well with Dr. Ian Beavis living locally. He leads walks around the park at various times of the year. We've also got a number of trails that people can follow. There's a tree trail and also a brass rubbing trail.
Other well-attended events are the litter picking days, community basket planting and apple days, where visitors get a fun, hands-on lesson about the apple pressing process.
The kids really love it. They get involved either breaking the apples up or turning the press handle round, and then love it when all the juice comes out. I think some of them probably drink far too much, but that's the nature of it.
Not all events are educational. Many are just a fun way of bringing the local community together.
We do an Easter egg hunt. We've done Halloween events over the years, had we've Christmas carols.
The park is also hugely popular with the four-legged locals. The recent dog show attracted over 300 visitors to watch the park-loving pooches in an array of barking mad categories.
We have the scruffiest dog, we have a fancy dress and so on, but it's just a way of everyone coming together, having a good time.
The recent addition of a dog memorial tree has proved popular with park users wishing to pay tribute to much-loved pets.
A couple of years ago, a tree had to be removed because it was diseased. It left a lovely large stump in a very good position within the park. We only launched it about 2 weeks ago or so. We've already got four or five plaques on there, so I'm sure there'll be a lot more to come.
The Friends of Grosvenor and Hilbert Park's hard work is evident in both the aesthetics of the park and the successful events hosted there. But Chris Hughes believes that being a member of the group is also beneficial to those involved.
It's a great way of getting to know people as well. People can join the Friends group, they can do as little as they want or as much as they want.
If you'd like to know more about the group, head over to their website at fogh.org.uk. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.